JK Tales, The History Behind the Labour Day. On the 21st of April 1856, Australian stonemasons in Victoria undertook a mass stoppage as part of the 8-hour workday movement. It became a yearly commemoration, inspiring American workers to have their first stoppage. The 1st of May was chosen to be International Workers' Day to commemorate the 1886 Haymarket Affair in Chicago. In that year, beginning on the 1st of May, there was a general strike for the 8-hour workday. On the 4th of May, the police acted to disperse a public assembly in support of the strike when an unidentified person threw a bomb. The police responded by firing on the workers. The event led to the deaths of 7 police officers and at least 38 civilians. 60 police officers were injured, as were 115 civilians. Hundreds of labor leaders and sympathizers were later rounded up and 4 were executed by hanging, after a trial that was seen as a miscarriage of justice. The following day, on the 5th of May, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the state militia fired on a crowd of strikers, killing 7, including a schoolboy and a man feeding chickens in his yard. In 1889, a meeting in Paris was held by the First Congress of the Second International, following a proposal by Raymond Levine that called for international demonstrations on the 1890 anniversary of the Chicago protests. May Day was formally recognized as an annual event at the International Second Congress in 1891. Subsequently, the May Day riots of 1894 occurred. The International Socialist Congress, Amsterdam 1904, called on all social democratic party organizations and trade unions of all countries to demonstrate energetically on the 1st of May for the legal establishment of the 8-hour day, for the class demands of the proletariat, and for universal peace. The Congress made it mandatory upon the proletarian organizations of all countries to stop work on the 1st of May, wherever it is possible without injury to the workers. In the United States and Canada, a September holiday, called Labor Day, was first proposed in the 1880s. In 1882, Matthew McGuire, a machinist, first proposed a Labor Day holiday on the first Monday of September while serving as Secretary of the Central Labor Union, CLU, of New York. Others argue that it was first proposed by Peter J. McGuire of the American Federation of Labor in May 1882, after witnessing the annual labor festival held in Toronto, Canada. In 1887, Oregon was the first state of the United States to make it an official public holiday. By the time it became an official federal holiday in 1894, 30 U.S. states officially celebrated Labor Day. Thus, by 1887 in North America, Labor Day was an established, official holiday, but in September, not on the 1st of May. May Day has been a focal point for demonstrations by various socialist, communist, and anarchist groups since the Second International. May Day is one of the most important holidays in communist countries such as China, North Korea, Cuba, and the former Soviet Union countries. May Day celebrations in these countries typically feature elaborate workforce parades, including displays of military hardware and soldiers. In 1955, the Catholic Church dedicated the 1st of May to Saint Joseph the Worker. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of workers and craftsmen, among others. Today, the majority of countries around the world celebrate a Workers' Day on the 1st of May. The end. JK Tales now has its official Instagram page. Follow us at jktales.enjoy. Thank you. You can find us at jkstories.enjoy@gmail.com.